On December 31st, 2019, cases of patients with pneumonia-like symptoms were detected in Wuhan, China. And since then, the coronavirus has swept the media by storm. Coronaviruses, as defined by CNN, are a large group of viruses that are common amongst animals. The viruses can make people sick, usually with mild to moderate upper respiratory tract illness, similar to a common cold. Coronavirus symptoms include a runny nose, cough, sore throat, possibly a headache, and maybe a fever, which can last for a couple of days. We sat down with Dr. David Cope from our Cope Family Medicine location in Bountiful, Utah. Dr. Cope is passionate about disease prevention and currently sits on the Center for Disease Control's National Board. On top of being a family medicine provider for Ogden Clinic, Dr. Cope has great interest in women's health, including routine obstetrics as well as pediatrics. Welcome to The Daily Diagnosis, a healthy lifestyle podcast provided by Ogden Clinic. We're your prescription for health-centered conversation, stories, and advice. I'm Parker Shaw, and with the help of my team and featuring the talented providers of Ogden Clinic, you'll reach a positive prognosis for your podcast addiction by listening to The Daily Diagnosis. All right, everybody, welcome back to this week's episode of The Daily Diagnosis. This is Parker from the marketing team here with you today. I'm actually flying solo for this episode, but we do have a really awesome provider here with us that is actually joining us for the first time. Dr. Cope, I'll just have you introduce yourself to our audience.
Hi, I'm David Cope, a family physician in Bountiful, Utah with Ogden Clinic. I've worked with the working groups that give recommendations to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices with the CDC. I did a fellowship a couple of years ago on vaccine science, specifically looking at how vaccines are developed and what good they do in our society.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Dr. Cope. So we feel so fortunate to have you on the podcast today, especially with all of your experience as a family medicine provider at our Bountiful location and the special, unique perspective that you bring to this episode, having been a member of the Center for Disease Control's National Board. And we really felt like you would be a great person to talk to with our topic for today, which is the coronavirus. I think everybody listening can probably attest to the amount of media coverage that has been focused on the coronavirus. And being that as it may, we really thought that your point of view and perspective would be so essential in kind of breaking this down and giving us new perspective on what we should do to be safe. And can you just break down the coronavirus for our listeners and kind of just the basics of it?
I think we all know there's been a lot of hoopla, a lot of fear and concern and excitement about the coronavirus, this novel virus that was first discovered in China. And over the last couple of weeks, it's spread. It's gone across their borders to other countries. And so there have been a lot of questions about what it means and what fears people should realistically have versus what they can do just to be careful and safe.
That was great. Thank you. I really like that you brought up safety. And I think that's probably a question that's on the forefront of everybody's mind. What can we do to be safe in this time?
It is really important to remember that the coronavirus is similar to the other cold viruses. And so same kinds of things that we do to protect against getting colds, we should do with the coronavirus. And that means washing our hands, really washing our hands well after we've been in contact with somebody else, washing our hands and avoiding touching our eyes and nose. If we're around children, around people that are coughing, that we want to try and stay away from somebody who could be spreading that. Just general good hygiene issues are very important.
I think you bring up a great point, and I kind of feel silly saying this, but I feel like that's kind of common knowledge, especially as we're, you know, just entering March and it's still, you know, we're not out of the woods yet for cold and flu season. So, you know, just this reiteration of, you know, this is just washing your hands and, you know, the hygiene, it's just one more thing that can keep us safe.
It really is the things that we're doing anyway. You don't need to necessarily wipe down your shopping cart or wipe down handles. If you're in an area where there's a lot of sick people, like going to the doctor's office or to the hospital, then it may be worth doing something like that. But for the most part, the virus doesn't live on an inanimate object for more than a few seconds. And so you really don't have to worry about those kinds of precautions.
That's really reassuring to know, because I think sometimes people have mistaken ideas that, for example, like the bubble wrap that comes in packages or packages that are shipped from China are like carrying the virus in the little air bubbles. And I think sometimes, you know, we freak ourselves out thinking one thing, but not really knowing how things work, you know?
So I saw a patient this morning. She came in because has a cough and she doesn't really have a fever, but cold kinds of symptoms. But she is really concerned because she works at a shipping place where they open boxes from China all the time. And so she was very concerned that she could have gotten something from those boxes. And that just simply cannot happen. The virus doesn't live nearly long enough for that to happen.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, maybe as a follow-up question, when should one see a doctor or get medical help?
That's a really tough question. When somebody should seek medical help now is a little different, because if you really thought you had coronavirus, the best thing to do is to stay home and call your doctor's office for advice. If really somebody was a high risk because they were just in contact with someone with coronavirus, and they had a cough or fever and chills and lower respiratory kinds of chest pain, they really ought to call their doctor and see what to do, because walking into a doctor's office can spread that to other people. In general, try and differentiate this from other infections. It'd be about the same question. Call and talk to your provider and see what their suggestions are. Most of the time, the cough and cold symptoms, unless the fever is high or unless there's a lot of shortness of breath, is okay to wait it out, give it several days to clear out.
That's great. Well, we kind of talked about earlier how there's been quite a bit of media coverage on the coronavirus. And in your opinion, do you think that this is something that's maybe being blown out of proportion, or should people be worried?
You know, it's really difficult right now how really concerned, because honestly, we don't know where it's going to go. Like some of the other coronaviruses, MERS and SARS that have come and gone, we just don't know where this is going to go. And so it's hard for the government to say, be careful and do what you need to do, but don't get over concerned and don't get paranoid. We all want to be careful. Right now, it certainly, if you put it in perspective, we know that influenza unfortunately kills 10 times more people and puts 10 times or more people in the hospital. The death rates for coronavirus look to be about 0.2% of people who get it as children will die from it. So 0.2, 2 out of 1,000, up to the highest. And all the data looks to be about the same. Those older in age, over about 70, have quite a dramatic increase in the death rates. And right now, the data we have from China shows it's also more likely to cause problems in females than in males. But more data will come as we find out how much it's really been in the community. Right now, the only people that have been tested have been those who have had symptoms. And so we don't know what the community rate really is. Right now, it looks to be a little bit worse than influenza. But in sheer numbers, influenza is causing much more sickness and deaths than coronavirus.
Well, I think that really puts things into perspective. I mean, not to discount the impact that this new virus has had, but yeah, it's crazy how much, you know, when you do compare it to the big numbers of just how normal influenza affects the population, it kind of really does make it seem like it's something a little bit more manageable, at least. Well, one question that we did have in addition is about travel. And I know that I've had travel plans coming up, and a lot of people that I've talked to have had, you know, vacations and things planned, you know, for spring break and whatnot. And I think a lot of people are a little bit weary of, you know, flying. And I think there's kind of, you know, that fear with, you know, travel, and you don't want to get sick. What should people take into consideration as they're traveling?
I think the same precautions. The danger, of course, will be we don't know who's around us and what illnesses they have, whether it's influenza or coronavirus or some of the other viruses that are going around. And so just being careful is important. Washing your hands if you're in contact with somebody, trying to stay away from somebody who's cough or obviously sick. Those things are important for any of us. There are certainly some places in the world that are more risky than others right now. And so staying away from Northern Italy and parts of the Middle East and China and South Korea are pretty important. But you can check with the CDC. They have a very active website that will tell you up to the minute where the concerns need to be. For the most part, it doesn't mean that we need to change our travel plans. You can go where you want and have fun and just use the normal precautions.
Well, I really feel like that gives me a little bit of peace of mind with my travel plans that I have coming up, knowing that I can go and check the CDC's website for updates and knowing, you know, just to take those precautions and travel safely as possible is great to know. One thing that I actually kind of have seen recently on the news is just how there's been the shortage of face masks. And, you know, I think we just have in our mind that that's the best way to prevent the spread of disease. And I think it would be great to get your opinion on this. Can you kind of delve into that a little bit?
We do know, and I should say that the masks that you see folks wearing really don't help a lot. They help spread it, help to keep it from spreading if you're sick. And you cough into the mask or breathe in the mask, it can trap some of those particles. But for somebody who's not sick, wearing the mask to prevent from getting sick just isn't very effective.
All right, you heard it, people. Keep the masks for the sick people, right? Well, Dr. Cope, thank you again for joining us. Is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about the coronavirus?
No, those are good questions. I'd keep it in perspective. We will know in a month from now, and the data changes every day. We're finding out more information, literally how many more people are affected. And when we find that out, we'll really know what the prevalence of the coronavirus is in the society. It's unfortunate, of course, that there's been community spread, and tragic that it's affecting the vulnerable population so terribly. But use good general hygiene, wash your hands, cover your mouth with your elbow when you're coughing, stay out of work or away from people if you're sick or coughing or have a fever, all those things that are just good common sense.
Well, Dr. Cope, thank you again for joining us on this week's episode of The Daily Diagnosis. For more information on Dr. Cope, you can visit us at ogdenclinic.com. And for more information on the coronavirus, as Dr. Cope suggested, you can actually visit the CDC's website for live updates. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Daily Diagnosis. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of The Daily Diagnosis. We're so happy that you joined us today. If you would like to find more information about Ogden Clinic, our providers, or locations, visit us at ogdenclinic.com. If you're listening today from Apple Podcasts app, make sure you leave us a review or subscribe so you can receive more information about the different episodes that we post. We love getting feedback from our audience, so those reviews are priceless to us. If you also would like to shout us out on social media, our Instagram handle is at Ogden Clinic. You can also send us a DM if there's a topic that you would like our providers to cover, and we really look forward to hearing from you. We post episodes weekly, so tune in next week, and we can't wait to be with you again. Have a great week.